gives me a great pleasure to introduce the final speaker. Hi. You may have spotted that we've been at least trying to get more positive through the evening. No offence meant. We start off with the misery of Ted's presentation. To the beginning of Bob's, where basically the front end of legislation didn't need to be read because it didn't exist, and to the positivity of the new legislation, with some thoughts that maybe we're not following it as well as we could in all places, to the very positive effect that actually the Aberfan disaster has had on the science of engineering, geology, and hydrogeology and geotechnics as we move forward. I thought I'd just like to finish off trying to continue the move away from bungling ineptitude, no comments about my presentation skills, thank you, to a more positive view of the future. But if we just look at a little bit of a backdrop, before the mine started to be built in, or sunk in Merthyr Vale in 1876, basically we were, Aberfan was pretty much a rural community with farmland, very pleasant area, simply how green was my valley in action. We then had the history right the way through to the closure of the mine in 1989, with vast industrialisation of that area, but also development of the community, which is a very tight-knit community, as most coal mining areas are. But the mine itself was smack in the middle of the community. Following the closure of the mine, and I think it had been starting before then, there was a very severe socio-economic decline in the Merthyr Vale and Aberfan area. Things are looking a bit more positive, I'd like to say. And in 2015, that's nearly 50 years after the failure of the Merthyr Vale Colliery Tip No. 7, and over 25 years since the closure of the mine itself, communities in Aberfan and Merthyr Vale started the long journey to a more optimistic future with the completion of new roads, flood defences and bridges as part of the residential-led regeneration of the former colliery surface in the valley floor. And I'm very proud that I was seconded from Mott MacDonald into Merthyr Council to act as their project manager to deliver that project, which then went on to win the ICE Wales Cymru Award for Urban Regeneration earlier on this year. House building is expected to begin in 2017, and infrastructure construction has already inspired the community to create a new scout troop and an annual community Christmas fair. So there's some positive things happening in the community as we start to bring in some of the physical regeneration. If we have a look here, I don't know how close you can see this from the back, this is an aerial photograph of the site with just an image of the new scheme on top of it. And as you can see up the top here, we have Merthyr Vale, with the railway running straight the way through from Cardiff up to Merthyr. This is the area of the colliery, the former colliery, and this is Aberfan here with Nixonville just on the side here. As you can see, it is the heart of the community. The centre of the community is basically totally absent. The new road coming through here opens up that opportunity. A new road bridge here, because this one was basically well past its sell-by date, and flood defences all the way along the side of the road, with in other areas the road itself acting as the flood defence. Because the Avon Taff, which is running straight through the middle here, clearly floods, and some of these houses along here were actually subject to flood risk from the 1 in 20 year storm event. So that we've moved on and constructed, and here's a drone's eye view, sorry, UAV's eyes view, of from the south, and we can see here the new roundabout under construction, and here's the road. This is the development area where they'll probably get in 150, 180 new residential units. And you can see in the background here the reclaimed tip, slightly different colour than the rest of the hillside, so it shows out fairly solidly. This is the new road bridge under construction, the first new bridge over this section of the Avon Taff since 1906. The steel girders going in here. Just on the right here is actually the new primary school, and whilst they were doing this, they got all the kids out and they were sat down on the low one and from my vantage point up above on the Cardiff Road, I could hear them chanting away constructively to the operators there. And in the background, once again, here's the reclaimed tip. That's where Pant Glass School used to be. It's now the Memorial Garden, the community centre where the secondary school was. This is the footbridge going in, as you can see, a typical glorious sunny day in Aberfan. It was interesting that as the deck was lowered to within about 6 inches of its foundations, I looked around and suddenly realised that the crowd had evaporated. It was probably about half the village seemed to come out and watch this new bridge coming down on a lovely sunny day. Then I checked my watch. Of course, there was rugby to be watched. The Rugby World Cup, Wales versus England. Sorry to some of our visitors, the result was pretty good. And then this view here at road level, we've got the flood defence down the side here, behind the car. And the new road coming in, as you can see. Interestingly enough, the new housing site on this side, protected to the one in 1,000-year flood event, the existing houses in Nixonville on down here, now protected to the one in 100 years plus climate change event. It is worth noting, though, that the former Aberfan tips that were in the floor of the valley, not the ones up the hillside, were reclaimed by re-engineering the material within the floodplain, thus exacerbating the flooding risk for the community that they were then trying to protect from landslide. There are always new lessons to learn, but these flood defences have resulted in a reduction in the annual average to flood damage risk of about 35%, with some homes previously within the floodplain now able to get flood risk insurance for their homes. This slide shows the memorial that was built in 2015. The memorial is located in the centre of the new roundabout at Bells Hill and incorporates a half-sheave wheel from the old pithead, moved from the grounds of Ysgol Redigree, the Welsh primary school, which was actually previously the English primary school that replaced Pant Glass School, together with a life-size sculpture of a miner looking reflectively towards the river. The sculpture actually started off as a tree trunk. We employed someone with first a chainsaw and then a heck of a lot of artistic ability to trim it down. It's actually modelled on a miner from Big Pit, and if you stand the two side by side, it's him. And his whole family have been down. I think it's his family shrine from now on. So a very nice thing there. The words down the bottom are from the memorial plaque, which I had the honour to be allowed to write. So looking to the close of this evening's events, I'd simply say that the local community must be allowed to move forward. And I think we've had a very positive response that we can see in the press and so on to the fact that people and the world's press and so on have remembered what happened. Prince Charles was up there earlier on this today. And I think that's been appreciated by the local community. But we need to support them, and in the hope that in time the name of Aberfan will no longer be synonymous with the word disaster. However, geological and engineering professionals should always remember that some practice is led not just by technical knowledge, but by social drivers to ensure that events like those of October 1966 in a small, semi-rural and close-knit community in the South Wales coalfield are never repeated. However, as we've seen this evening, there are always lessons to learn and also relearn, and we should always remain professionally vigilant. Finally, just to finish off this evening, I'd just like to highlight that Mott MacDonald, in collaboration with the winners of this year's schools, Southern Wales Schools Geology Challenge, Whitchurch High School, big up at the back. God, give me a cheer. and a local-based charity from Penarth, Art for Charity. We've been fundraising for the scout troop that we managed to launch last year at Aberfan. Whitchurch High School have exceeded £300 Mott MacDonald and Art for Charity working together have nearly hit £1,000, so that's quite a lot of money to a new scout troop. The plea continues. There's an email address on there if you'd like to contact my colleague who can talk that through with you. I don't have a collection box, I thought that was a bit rude, but if anybody wants to give some money to me, I've already got a tenner this evening, I'm doing quite well. So if anybody wants to make a donation on their way out, then I will make sure that that goes through to the Aberban Scouts, which will support the current youth, both boys and girls, develop to their maximum potential. Thank you very much.